In 1865, only 5 years after the Guildhall was opened, to much fanfare, there was a serious structural problem with the big chimney on the side of the cross wing. It was repaired using iron ties through the range to strengthen this wing. There are three obvious physical features here. We'll tackle them chronologically. The first is the cannon installed here in 1871. It's called the Russian cannon. It was given to the town in 1857 in memory of Cardigan soldiers' sacrifices in the Crimean War. The gun had been used in the Battle of the Light Brigade during the famous charge at Balaclava. The cardigan, the woolly garment with buttons down the front, was named after James Brudenell. Brudenell was the 7th Earl of Cardigan and a major general in the British Army. He led the charge of the Light Brigade at the Battle of Balaclava during the Crimean War. The cardigan is modelled after the knitted wool waistcoat the British officers supposedly wore during the war. Supposedly, Brudenell invented the cardigan after noticing that the tails of his coat had accidentally been burned off in a fireplace. The legend of Brudenell's charge and the fame that Lord Cardigan achieved after the war led to the rise of the garment's popularity. The second feature with the story are the four very decorative cast iron plates with female heads. In 1874, the front walls of the main Guildhall began bulging. To stop the bulge continuing on its bulging path and stopping the building's inevitable collapse, the plates were installed with ties running through the building. The final feature is the clock tower. In the 1890s, Cardigan's mayor, David Davies, gifted the clock tower to the town. David Davies was also the wine and spirit merchant. The clock earned the nickname the Whiskey Clock. Interestingly, despite the Guildhall's pedigree regarding who designed it and influences, the tower was designed by Richard Thomas of Cardigan and built by masons and carpenters from Cardigan and St. Dogmell's. On top is a pierced weather vane with ship and castle from the town seal.